All right, here we go. Good to be back at the BCS conference. As I said, it's been absolutely wonderful. Appreciate all the lessons. Appreciate the lessons today. They encourage all of us. It's a conference not only for young folk, but for all folk. Come on, somebody. Anytime God's word is being taught and proclaimed, we can all benefit from that. We can become better Christians. And my subject is, we just need to get out of the book. I thought I'd just kind of, as much as I can, kind of go along with the book. I didn't have the lesson I've been doing giving, but I thought it would be beneficial since I had to write all of this. And we would kind of go along with it. Now, you know, giving is, in all the areas of Christianity, probably there's no area that's most abused. Because it is in giving. Faithful folk, in all areas of giving, they do the Lord well. It's true. I think I'm going to like what I said today. If you're not faithful in all areas, you're not faithful. And so some of you have been doing something this year, and maybe you're not faithful. And then I think you're going to grow up and mature as Christians. And you have to also mature also in giving. Unfortunately, there's a lot of mature folk who give like little kids. Come on, somebody. They might give the Lord right. But they don't know how to money and come give God something else. But honestly, I don't think the government would accept that. Give God $23. And you going out to eat and tip them for three times as much. And God is going to blaze and all kind of stuff. Right? You know God blessing you, but you don't reciprocate it. Anyway, this one we're going to do. Turn to 1 Corinthians 16. 1 Corinthians 16. Starting verse 1-3. And if you got the book, you know it's on the second page. At the bottom, I have these questions, 15 questions. So what we're going to do is we're going to kind of like talk about them. We have a class, and kind of ask questions, and we go through some of the material, kind of pick out, look through and pick out some things, and kind of get some answers. Everybody can answer. Those are the young folks, if they can answer also. Okay, you want to pick something, but okay. They start with the ones that not concern the collection for the saints, and I'll give an order of command to the churches of the nation, those congregations in the Galatian region, as Brother Jim said, even so do ye. So, on the first day of the week, that's when that everyone here may buy them in store into the church's treasury as God has prospered them. If that be no God is not come, and when I come, whosoever you shall approve by your letters, then will I send to bring your liberality unto Jerusalem. Now, if you turn over to 2 Corinthians chapter 8, as far as I look at the liberality unto Jerusalem, it's a one time, it's a one time offering, right, to help some of the poor saints at Jerusalem. Now, you can see it was, like in verse number 4, he's talking about it was a gift. He's talking about the church of Macedonia in verse 1. They were deep poverty. You see verse number 2, guys, you see that? And then we're going to take this, this which will be the reality of Paul saying, we'll take this gift. And you notice in Romans 16, in Romans 16, verse 25, not all the saints that were poor, but there were some there who were poor. In Romans 15, in verse number 26. He says, what do you guys read that? To the Jewish Christians, right? You see, in Jerusalem, took the gospel to after the Great Commission, where they thanked him, where they didn't thank him. They didn't take it to the Gentiles. So until God intervened again in Acts chapter 10. And look at Acts chapter 10. And you remember when they come to the Gentiles, and it was the Gentiles, they come before Peter. And they came to Peter, verse number 25, they said that Cornelius made him a friend on his feet and worship. And Peter took him up to his kind of office and said, I'll say, your man. In verse 28, Peter said, he says, you know how it is in the life of things for a man that should do to keep company, a company of one from another nation. But God is your master now for any man coming to Christ. What was it like that a Jew could not come to anyone else from another nation? Because if that's so, then Jesus had nothing to go to Samaria. You know how they would do that? They would be down in Judea, Samaria between them and God, and they would be around Samaria. But Jesus would see Samaria, if I'm saying something, that I don't think this would be a gospel. We would be proclaimed. At that time, it looked like a gospel. But I want a gospel to take up to the whole world. The other way at this time, and this is what Peter said in 1 Peter 4 through 5, and say more about this. They said that the truth opposite is God knows what the persons, revelation of fear and what the righteous thing is up to with them. And we can also say in the New Testament, Galatians 3, verse 26 and 28. I want to say all that first to show that the offering, there would be a unity with it. Right? They were all participating in all aspects of worship as a fellowship. And we all do it alike. We all participate. We all keep playing. We all have the same responsibility. If you're a child of God, we all have the same responsibility as we give to God. Maybe different amounts, depending on our business wise, but still, we all give to God the same way. The sincerity. Give to God right. With an understanding, with the full right purpose. Now, look at 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. I want to tell you to say that the other stuff. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. God, read that verse. And when you read it, you say, I'm going to stop the land. I have to meet the basis of the scriptures. They have hope. Ask you to God. lots of baths. So those are water. see me out when I saw all of this, all the good stuff. I took it. Everything I can't. In verse 24, it seemed like his family was complicit in it because it says, Joshua took Achan, his son, the silver, the brass, the red, the gold, his sons and daughters, offered the donkeys, the seed, the king, all the land. And in verse 25, that they stoned him with stones, they burned him with fire. You see that? And it says in verse 26 that the Lord was with them. It says that the Lord turned from his first anger after the consequences, after the consequences of Achan stealing from God. I'll tell you something, I'll show you over in Malachi chapter 3, verse 8. Because we all know what to do, we don't have time to do all of this. You know, I don't know what they're going to do. You know, I got plenty of time. The preacher's time is different than regular time. All right? We say 5 minutes, that's 25 minutes. All right? You know, you got to go to Malachi 3:8 says. Malachi 3:8, you know what that says? What does that say? Soldiers in it. And they beat him and they beat him. And almost
Savior. He is the one that we believe. He is the one who we love, who loved us first. He hangs there those 6 long agonizing hours until he dies on the cross. And all the time they ridicule him, and they don't believe, and he hangs there. And his doctors are laying the last 3 hours, and Jesus dies, and he rises the 3rd day. Now, the crucifixion is the cross, is the cross of Christianity. It's the foundation of our belief. And that's what God gave us, right? So understanding that all we do is like the sacrifice which provides God is salvation. Even though it happens, even though we don't deserve it. But even if written as a Christian, God, he blesses us, he helps us, he gives to us, doesn't he? Philippians 4, verse 19, my God supplies all your needs according to his riches and glory. In Psalm 37, verse number 25, those that have been young and old, you know, that you know, the righteous forsaken, will see that his word of God blesses us. And what Jesus says, we God promises our needs, but as a great father and a loving father, he gives us a whole lot of our wants. Come on, somebody, we have a lot that we have. And I'm just saying, when we give, we go to worship, and we give our offering, we ought to give our offering. And with an understanding of the sacrifice that heaven gave us, and what God gave us, what Christ gave us, right? You know that if I'm standing in front of a whole lot of folks, they'll give that to me, not to give it to the Lord, right? Come on, somebody. You know what Johnny Ramsey used to say? Y'all know Johnny Ramsey. Johnny Ramsey used to say, your collection is a reflection of your divine connection. How you give, so how much you love.